Hey, ladies of Parenting Pod Squad, welcome back. So what I really want to know is, are you trying the challenge I put forth yesterday? Are you committing to 5 days of positivity and non-parenting of your tween or teen? If this is your first episode you've ever listened to here on the Lazy Parenting Podcast, please go back and listen to yesterday's episode, episode number 72. I really want to encourage you to try the challenge. Make a difference this week. Change your relationship with your tween or teen for the better. It is going to happen, and it's going to happen sooner than you think. Today, we're going to dive into the idea that parents with any aged child can use this week to help you calm the chaos and end the yelling. Here we go. Hello, and welcome to the Lazy Parenting Podcast, hosted by me, Stephanie Kennedy, the self-proclaimed OG lazy parent. Every week, we're going to dive deep into the concept and methodology of lazy parenting, and I'll share all of my tips and tricks and strategies to help support you in this crazy journey of parenting that we are all on. So listen in, implement the strategies, and watch as your children become more independent, more capable, more self-reliant in all of their things. You'll be amazed as you watch their confidence grow and they become happy, joyful, kind, empathetic young adults ready to head off on their own, living their true purpose. Sounds exciting, right? So let's go. Let's all become lazy parents. So how do we calm the chaos? Well, to do so, we have to change from being a frustrated and reactive parent to being a positive and proactive one. And the first step is to recognize that our kids' misbehavior is always, and I mean always, telling us something. And that is where we have to agree to begin. You have to agree that all behavior is communication, good and bad. So if our child is misbehaving, I want you to commit to asking yourself, what is my child really trying to tell me? If we as parents can focus on that, then we can spend our time proactively meeting their needs. And this means that we can use their misbehavior and poor choices as cues, as learning opportunities. Remember that the word discipline comes from disciple, and as a verb, this means to teach or to train. So if you believe our job as parents is to discipline our kids, then this is what we need to do. We need to guide and teach them. So how do we shift? How do we undo years of bad parenting or years of bad behavior? And how soon can you start implementing these strategies? Is it too early to try to do with your toddler? Or is it too late to try with your teen? Well, the quick answer is no. It is never too early and it's never too late to try this. And to see a dramatic difference in your child's behavior. What we need to do is look behind the curtain, so to speak. We need to see what is causing the behavior. Whether your child's a toddler or a teen, we can always turn around what is happening. It is never too late. I always bring it back to the core concept that all children and tweens and teens have two buckets that they need filled every single day. And if our children don't get these buckets filled every day, they're going to resort to bad behavior to get it. And to them, any attention is better than no attention. Power gotten from yelling and screaming and arguing is still power. And who hasn't met a stubborn 3-year-old? And trust me, that stubborn 3-year-old then becomes a stubborn 12-year-old and then a stubborn 17-year-old. And the bigger they get, the bigger the misbehavior can get. When they misbehave, they are saying something. They need attention. When they are clinging and constantly pestering you and demanding you pay attention to them, what are they really saying? They need some one-on-one attention, right? Alone time with you without distractions. What about the teen that is talking back or has attitude? What they are saying is that they want control over their world. They want to do things themselves. They want to make their own choices. And they will push and fight back to feel this sense of power. So lots of us have used punitive methods like timeouts, but the problem with that is it just escalates the power struggle. So our goal is to be more proactive instead of reactive. And there are 3 things that I want you to keep in mind today in order to calm the chaos and end the yelling and end this constant power struggles that you might be having in your family. So number one, I talked about this attention and power bucket that needs to be filled daily. How do you do that? There is no easy answer to this. They need one-on-one time and they need age-appropriate control over their lives. We need to solicit their opinions. We need to be intentional about this every day. We need to make them feel that they have our attention, that they're important members of our family, and that they have control over their life, over decisions that are age appropriate for them to be making. We all love our kids to pieces, but this doesn't just happen. We have to be intentional to fill these baskets every single day. Number two is, how do we get that one-on-one time? Well, we need to connect with them every single day for 10 to 15 minutes. And that might seem like an unattainable goal, but I'm going to tell you it's not. What you put in is going to reap you benefits afterwards. So for example, if you are going to start dinner and you know that you need to get that done without a child coming in and pestering you and asking for your attention, try to plan 10 minutes before the start of dinner. Go to your child and say, "Hey, I have 10 minutes before I need to start dinner. What would be your favorite thing to do during that time?" And then do it with them. Give them your undivided attention. No phones, no siblings, no partners. They need and want it. If they are used to this, then when you need to do the task that you need to do without them, it's going to happen. They're going to let you do that. And this actually saves you time, even though you might think that it's not. Imagine spending that 10 minutes before you have to make dinner or you have to do some work or do something alone. It's going to save you time by giving you uninterrupted time after. We've all been there, sitting at the dining room table or at your desk trying to get work done and having your child touch you and prod you and climb up on your desk, touch your things, especially when they're little, right? That's what they do all the time. But if we can teach them the boundaries, if we can give them and fill their bucket, their attention and their power bucket, they are more likely to let you get that work done and not interrupt you and not pester you and not misbehave to get your attention. The way you do this is you need to create a schedule and then you need to post that schedule if they're old enough to read so that each child in your family sees that you have scheduled one-on-one time with each of them. Especially if you're a single parent. Maybe it's not going to be every single day, but you're going to be doing it more times a week than you're not. And them knowing the schedule will give them a sense of what's going on and to know to expect it. The important piece here is these one-on-one times are as important as a work deal. Imagine that, a non-negotiable business deal. So that if something comes up and you have to reschedule it, you have to pull through and reschedule it and then follow through, just like you would if it was on your calendar for work. This shows them how important this time is for you. And then the last piece of this is fair and effective consequences. However, we're going to use this very sparingly and only when necessary. If you're proactive, you rarely have to use them. I rarely have consequences for my kids nowadays, from my youngest to my oldest, because their buckets are full, they understand the expectations, and they behave 99% of the time. But you need to get there. So in the beginning, when you're working on filling these buckets up, when you're working on that one-on-one time, you might have to have consequences if they make a poor choice. And there are 5 R's to effective consequences. Number one, respectful. Your consequence has to be respectful to the child at all times, which means you're not allowed to embarrass them. You're not allowed to cause them harm. You have to remember that their mindset is of the utmost importance, their emotional and mental well-being. Number two, it needs to be related to the misbehavior, which means your consequence has to make sense. It has to allow them to learn from their mistake. Number three, it needs to be reasonable in regards to however old they are and in regards to the crime, so to speak, crime that they commit. So reasonable consequence. Number four is that it has to be revealed in advance. And this one I think is super key. Too often as parents, we are being reactive and we pick a consequence after they've misbehaved. The key here is that we need to outline what behavior we expect of them in advance and let them know what the consequence is going to be if they choose to misbehave, so that they, knowing the consequence, can choose appropriately. And then number 5 is to repeat back, which means we need our children to repeat back to us that they understand what that consequence that's respectful, related, reasonable is, so that they know in advance which one they're going to choose, either the behavior you're looking for or a behavior that they want to choose instead. I hope that all made sense. So that's what I would like you to work on this week as you work on being a positive parent. So instead of correcting, instead of finding all the things that they're doing wrong, you're going to only focus on filling those buckets. Ignore the bad behavior this week. We're not going to deal with consequences right now. We're just going to deal with their attention and their power bucket and filling them every day. Again, I would love to hear how the challenge is going for you. So be sure to send me a DM, send me an email, or click on the Anchor podcast link and send me a voicemail. I would love to hear from you. Okay, we'll be back tomorrow with some more tips and tricks on how to turn their misbehavior around this week. See you then. Hey, thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you are loving the episodes, please be sure to click on the podcast episode and give me a rating. Give me that 5-star rating, write a review, tell me which episode has been your favorite so far. That really helps get the podcast out there so more parents can get on the lazy parenting bandwagon and make a difference and have a more chaos-free and yell-free home. Happier, healthier homes for their kids. As well, if you're interested in following along with my journey, come see me over on Instagram. @lazyparenting is my Instagram handle. That's where you can find all of the ups and downs and the things that we're going through and where I share more tips and tricks. As well, I share daily tips on TikTok. So I'll see you over on the other platforms. Thanks again for listening.